Picture this. You're on a walking trail with your dog in the park, and you see another dog off-leash rounding a turn. Their owner is close by. Immediately, you tense up. Vicky O'Neill has had several close calls with dogs and their owners.
We were on the Gorge Trail here in town. We saw another dog come up around the corner with its owner. It wasn't leashed. It was a very small dog. And so I did my usual, hey, please call your dog back, or please leash your dog. And I call it to this person, and he ignores me. His dog was headed off trail towards mine again. He said, well, if your dog is so bad, then it shouldn't be on the trails.
If you are walking and you come face to face with an aggressive dog, there are steps you can take to protect yourself. The owner of Positive Training, Christine Doucette, says you should do the opposite of what most people think.
There was a dog that was, you know, barking and jumping at me. Usually what I do is I stand still, I fold my arms across my chest, and I look down and away. Most dogs do not want a physical confrontation.
The bylaw states that dogs are required to be on leash when they're not on someone's personal property, and this includes public walking trails. Cornerbrook Mayor Jim Parsons says the city does not regularly patrol the trail system.
Not on a regular basis, no. They don't. They basically take a more reactive role when it comes to the trail system. So if they have a complaint or something, they will respond. But otherwise, no, we don't regularly patrol all the trail system.
With people still working from home, a walk on a trail could be their only chance to get outside. Kyle Brookings, Kicker News, Cornerbrook.